So in Kofi Tess, so the Machaber was telling us here that we do Hesibas small when it comes to Karpas. And then in the footnote, he says the Minigas Pasha not to do Haseba with the Karpas, which everybody here was very surprised about that. So moving on to Yachat. So it's somewhere in the middle of the Halacha.
So are we leaning in the end or we're not leaning?
If you lean, then lean, because he says Minhag Bakama Bakaimais. Thank you. And that's the way that the Kitzur brings it down. So follow your Minhag. So you take the middle matzah and we break it in half. The bigger chelek is placed next to the chair for afikomen. The minig is to wrap it up in a towel and a blanket, tissue, napkin. That's what the pasuk brings it down. Tzuros, that it was wrapped up in their garments. That's how they left. He brings nothing about the stealing of the afikomen. He doesn't bring anything about it. But in number 23, you take a look. The minig is to put it in between the pillow and the chair. As it says, to hide it, to conceal it, to protect it. Which they were eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, then eat the chagiga, and then they would finish eating the Korban Pesach later, because it has to be eaten al asoiva. So since there's a concept, since the afikomen represents the Korban Pesach, to put it away for later, so we put away the afikomen for later as well. The minig of stealing the afikomen, based on the Gemara says the tinika should stay up, and chaytvin the Gemara mentions. It reminds everybody to not forget the afikomen, not that we would anymore, but it's on our minds. And then he says something interesting. It's nachon shel likra lemenig za genevas afikomen. You shouldn't call it stealing the afikomen. It's not so stupid chinach. The chatifas afikomen. It's like you're snatching the afikomen. Harbi poiskin kasu she'inzim in anachom lahargil ha'yeladon the geneva. You think that such a thing is okay? That's such a good thing. Interesting. Ha'ar and chinach. Not to say that's all about chinach, so something to point out. So he says in 21, so na'ita la samatza emsoi, so take the middle matzah. V'kima she'tzorach lachzai to samatza emsoi, since you have to break it, tzorach she'a b'chedech ha'katan shir k'zayis, the k'zayis harish and shalachi das matzah, v'chein me'hanochen li'achin lezim matzah gedoyla, v'dech she'yaspik l'chalana. Remember, we're going to be taking two k'zayisim, one from the top matzah, and really, two from the middle matzah. Right? Well, I don't know if exactly two. Yeah, well, two. Because one of it's going to be for alachidas matzah, and the other half of the middle matzah is going to be for afikomen. Right? Remember what happens. We're going to see as we go along. When we make the bracha of hamayitzi and alachidas matzah, and the point to remember every year, you hold all three matzahs together. When you make hamayitzi. When you make alachidas matzah, you put down the lower matzah. Right? So you're holding, for alachidas matzah, you're only holding the top matzah and the broken matzah. Does that ring a bell, Moshe? Do you do it that way? So, the middle matzah, you're only holding half. But yet from that middle half, you're going to be taking a full kazayis, because you're eating two kazayisim. L'chatchila, you should be eating two kazayisim. That means a kazayis from the top matzah, and a kazayis from the smaller half of the middle matzah. Because the larger part is going to be for the afikomen, so that's hidden away somewhere. So he's saying in the footnote, make sure that the middle matzah is the larger of the matzahs, because you get more out of the middle matzah. You have to have two kazayis in that middle matzah, so to speak. Does that make sense, Yeshua Nassim?
Do they make extra large middle matzahs?
I just,
so the other
like an XL.
I'm in the shirts. Pizza, I'm in the same. I'm in the same place though, because if you use a thin matzah, if we don't, we have thicker. But if you use a thin matzah, the thin matzah is like three quarters, almost the entire matzah, at least three quarters is a kazayis. Mm-hmm. So if you're breaking off the larger piece and you're putting it away for the afikoman, for sure you don't have the kazayis.
Aren't you anyways?
Also, using the thick matzah for the middle matzah.
Yes, but when you hold,
we'll see in a second how
to holding the kazayis.
You have to, when you make hamayis.
Right, exactly.
Are you holding the kazayis?
I assume the whole idea is you have to consume
the thing
it.
Is, no, we give out to everybody already a whole pile of matzah.
Right.
And then I just break off little pieces of the top.
Right, exactly. That's the right way to do it. Right, very good. Yeah, that's right. But hopefully you're holding in your hand a kazayas there. Not that it's ma'akiv at all.
The top, yes, but the bottom.
Right. Okay.
The middle one, it's not.
It's close. Call.
Maybe
it's fine.
Use the thin ones for the top and the bottom one, and use the thick one for the middle one.
No, we use all three thick. That's okay.
You're thick.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm thick that way. Yeah.
You cover yourself.
Take a look at 22. It's nice to see a little penis here and there. Hanoigin al pisoid machalkin oisa ba'ofen shachidak hagadol b'tzuras oisvav v'achidak hakatan b'tzuras oisav. Yari says that when you break the middle matzah, so the bigger matzah is a vav, and the smaller matzah is a dalit. Right? I'm sure the tzfarim are familiar with that. From what I've seen, they try to. You know, you're not supposed to break it into a vav and a dalit. Some try to. I think maybe Sfaradim try to. No, it's a myth. It's a myth. Just a machshava. Okay, good. It's very hard to break it into the regular.
You have to get into like the corner.
It's hard enough just to make a clean break. You know, you have to thinking like you're really preparing yourself. Okay, you're asking, please let this be a half. No, two-thirds,
well,
one-third.
When you put the effort coming away, if you put it in the bag, lavachi, you break it into smaller pieces after the first.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. If you have to fit it into the bag, that's true. V'yishek pidu she'achedek ha'yamin yi'agodol afikayim ha'chedek ha'smol k'zayas ha'rishon. So some say that if you try to break, that the right one is the bigger one and then the left side is the smaller one. That would be al pi soid, like the right way to do it.
What's this inyan between the dalet and the vav?
It has to do with
the dalet and the vav.
It's a whole.
of course.
It's a whole inyan in pnimius, if that is. It's
bigger.
Six and four is bigger. That's the ratio. It should be like that, like six to a four. That's why above and a dalit. That's the idea. Yeah. What?
He's clearly trying to avoid the question. So.
he has a whole kavan on that. So he says that he says halach ma'anya dia chalu avasana. He says that there's different ways of being mamal of the letter hey. There's hey aleph. There's Hey Yud, and then there's Hey Hey. So he talks of, this is the Indian that he talks about, because it's Halach Ma'anya. We talk about Halach Ma'anya. So Hal is the letter Hey. And then this Vav and the Dalit, it goes into the singing with the letter Hey, breaking the letter Hey, and nonetheless.
So the Vav and the Dalit make a Hey? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they make a Hey.
There's a Hey Yud. That means the Dalit.
There's a Dalit. Yeah, you see, it's a Dalit, and then there's a, well, it could be a Vav in there, it could be a Yud in there. He goes with the dalet and the vav. That's what he said.
It's funny that when you break it, so naturally the bigger one would be the dalet,
right?
The smaller one would be the little vav, right, or whatever. But it says here opposite.
It just you say that because there's more into a dalet than there is into a vav. But the letters could be like, you know, the vav of Ayizasa is bigger than the dalet, and right. You know.
So it's not literal meaning.
Yeah, yeah. So let's continue. So v'yeshem esimim al osel kach al shichmam. Is that done, Eris? Did the Sfaradim walk around with it on their shoulders?
The Syrians do it.
Okay, so it made it into the kitzer. Yeah. And since the afikoymen is b'makom ha'pesach, so that should be the bigger chelek. V'achelek ha'katan machziru la ka'ara l'makoymer megal ksas es ha'matzes magbias ha'ka'ara. It should be returned to the ka'ara. If your ka'ara has a place for matzahs on it, it means back to its place where the other matzahs are with his friends. Those who say ka'halach ma'anya shouldn't say the word tevas di. Okay, fine. But in 24, he pointed out that you should raise up the ka'ara and say halach ma'anya. Does anybody raise up the ka'ara and say halach ma'anya?
We do. Have a massive ka'ara.
You do that, yeah?
Yeah?
You raise up the whole ka'ara?
Yes.
Okay, so he says here, you lift it up so that it's supposed to allow the children to say, hey, what's going on? It's also an inyan of chibuv mitzvah, that there's an excitement to do these mitzvahs on the ka'ara. Some have that everybody takes a part aside on the ka'ara and they all lift it up together till the shoulder's length. And then they say halach ma'anya. So it's a family endeavor. Some take the kara. You do that, Eris? You put it over everybody's head as like a segula and a hatzlacha. Fascinating.
You
take
the whole pizza thing.
So that's why it doesn't work with a little one. You know, the kids will look at you. What is this?
That's the idea. They're supposed to ask what's going on. Yeah. V'yeshenoygin rak balabayis mabiyakara. Only the balabos lifts up the kara. Getting that's the feeling by motion band. Only the balabayis lifts it. V'day b'hagba kishir tefach v'loyayis. It doesn't have to be, you know, like a hagba.
Sounds like they're kind of doing the waving with the kabbalahs.
Yeah. And then there are those. One second. Actually, there's two more lines here. U'magale matzas hayachatz machzika biyado hashniya v'amalachmanya. So lift up the ka'ara with holding the matzo or matzah in a separate hand and you're lifting it up. However, al pi kabbalas ha'ari ein magbiya na'ara klal. There's no lifting up of the ka'ara at all, says the Ari. Al magbiya rak prisas hayachatz. You only hold the piece of yachatz and you say halachmanya. That's what the Kaf HaChaim brings from the Ari. The small piece.
The remaining one, not the afikomen.
Yeah, not the one. Yeah.
So we have this wooden kara, you know, silver, whatever. From, so the three matzahs are behind a door.
Depends. Oh, right.
Glass
right.
Shelves. Mm-hmm. And on top is the whole thing.
Right.
So if I'm changing this now, because I'm not going to lift it up anymore. Okay.
So, different minhagim. Yeah. I'm going to just hand the
other. Look, my father was from kind of Auschwitz. He had no minhagim. He didn't. So he made, you know, he assembled for me, Gerd, this, that, and the other. And over time, as I became from, I just made, you know, I took on and I learned with Rebbe, whatever.
Yeah, 6 hours.
To be quiet. I have you at work all day. So one second. So I would take out the middle matzah, open the thing, take out the middle matzah, and just show right. The little piece.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what we do.
That's how we do it. We do it.
You do both?
Yes. You hold a little matzah and you say halachmania, but before that you do the whole thing.
See, the skula, the shmira. But you know that you're doing it for shmira v'hatzlacha? That's the idea that that's what I'm doing for? Okay, that's what it's at.
Lifting the car is like shofar or something? Each letter?
Yeah, that's the Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer says that the shofar is buried underneath the ka'ara. Because he says that the letter is ka'ara.
He said,
it's one higher. So like if you take a look, if you go a kuf up on a kuf is a resh, up of an ayin is a pei, up from a resh is a shin, and up from a hay is a vav. So when you lift up the ka'ara, you're bringing it to the shofar. So he says that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is nignas in the lifting up of the ka'ara on. So maybe you should continue this minhag.
So those who don't have any minhag, what do you
follow the Ari Pashtas? Yeah.
Okay. So it's just holding up the achatz.
Oh, your arts go Haggadah.
with kosher.
That's easier. Machzika biyada yashnia. Meaning, before the Arizal comes in, it almost seems like you still should take out the middle matzah and hold it in your other hand. I don't know how you're balancing both.
Where are you reading from?
Right before the Arizal, where they bring the Arizal. Meaning, either way, the middle matzah is the ikar.
If according to that, I mean, this is the third of the four opinions he's bringing. So, if you're lifting up the ka'ara, some will lift up the ka'ara and also hold the piece of halach ma'anya separate. Yeah. So in 25, before we see 25, we have to go up to dalit. Acher kach moizgin kos shnia. The second kos is poured, and the tinok asks manishtana. So who's asking manishtana? Does everybody ask manishtana? Does the balabas also ask manishtana? So in 25, afidu haben godo v'chacham chayev ha'av b'mitzvahs v'gadat l'bincha. No matter how old a son is to his father, if he's at the table with his father, he can be 80 years old and his father can be 100 years old. He asks manishtana. It's not a din in tinok. It's a din in ben. If there's a ben at the table. Even if he's wiser than his father, he still asks his father. That's the Seder Advarim. The father teaches the son every year, no matter how old, the father teaches the son. It's a footnote, there's a typo here. But Omer Manishtana, Achash Shalukulam. This is the minhag of many tzaddikim, Samarav and others, that even after everybody, whoever says the manishtana, the balabas says it too. There's an amira that the balabas does. Moshe, you do that, right?
We all say it together.
You all say it together. I think that's fairly common. Everybody sings it out loud. I think by us, we want the kids do it first, and then I say it after. I don't remember what they'll remind me this time.
What?
So
the women just do it together.
All the women do it together.
Well, this way there's no
kol ishur. When the women... Everybody does it, including the women, together.
No.
So why is there no kol ishtar if all the women are doing it together? Oh, because it's chekoli lamishtami, you mean? Oh, interesting. Interesting. Wow, yeah. 26. V'im ein tinok. Oh, we have to see upstairs. V'im ein tinok. Let's say there's no youngest. There's no youngest. Again, it could be all the children ask the father, or just the youngest child asks the father. Yishal ben achar, like you see here. Ben achar, obito, o chaver, o isha. Somebody asks. That's Dina de Gemara. Somebody asks, the balabas. If somebody's there, somebody should ask. And if there's nobody there, so then he says it himself, the Gemara says. So in 26, v'gamim yoshiv lavado, he said, l'gamim, yomar kol nosach agadu b'kol rom la'atzma, right? V'im amro b'lachash l'shmir la'azal, lo yatzei d'chavasa. He quotes Rav Yashiv is saying that if you can't hear it, you're not yotze. You certainly can't be yotze just by thinking it, just by looking at the letters and words. There has to be a sipur, there has to be a agada. The question is how much? But you have to hear it, says Rav Yashiv. And also, hearing it means that you're telling it to yourself. You understand? That somebody is saying, you're saying, and somebody's listening. So saying it to yourself, you're listening. Let's see.
So somebody who can't hear is not yotze?
He can't hear, he's not yotze. He's an honest. So the main thing is that he should say it out loud. There's an inyan of saying it out loud. No, but it's not ma'akev. If nobody's there, and you mind, the main thing is that it should come out of your mouth. That's
the main reason. The main thing is that you should hear.
Yeah, if you can hear, then if you say it, then
the main thing to say it. It's a secret.
The main thing is to say it. Yeah, no, the main thing is to say it, but you should say it in a way that somebody's listening. And if you can hear, you should be listening to yourself. Yeah. Let's continue upstairs. And then we say Avadam Hayinu Bechule. Right? It's not just an inyan to zog the Haggadah. Right? Nobody knows at the table what these many people don't. So it has to be explained to everybody. The whole inyan is you're explaining. It can't be a misapir if nobody can understand the language. So it needs to be translated, or at least not word for word per se, but the concepts in each paragraph should be explained. And if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh yourself, in English today. So after each paragraph, so give a synopsis of what was just said. Everybody gathers together. It's very important to say that Rabbi Megamliel Omer, you have to understand why we're doing mitzvah matzah, Pesach matzah mar. Fine. Take a look at 28 before we move on. Okay, all the children come home. They know the Haggadah better than we do. They should be telling us. But that doesn't make for a difference. As if they don't know. It doesn't mean like, because they're in eighth grade now, and they're better than they were in second grade, so we're going to up it up. It's not going to be pshat anymore. I'm going to tell you all the soidus of it. No, it every year, the pashtus, as if nobody knows. Whatever it says in the Haggadah. Shabalala kadosh zeh b'shah shamatzim v'menachem al ha'shuchem nisgalim ha'aras ha'meichem. These words, this seder brings down what needs to come down tonight. It's not a night of teaching. It's a night of saying. Telling over the basics. And Mizgalin or Secha v'amuna, the amuna goes in. These words that we say, they penetrate the hearts on this night. And it says, man, which is a mezugo, that the words of the Father should go into the hearts, and they should believe those words. This is what everybody's ingesting tonight, the words of the amuna of the Mesaper. It's nice to have a shtickle chiddush in the sipur each year. And you're making the mitzvah behidr. That's like a hidr mitzvah, to have, you know, some chidushim here and there, spice it up. It's not a time, you know, where everybody's stopping and again, it's nice if the children can say a vort and so on and so forth, but if the besapper is getting caught into like the drush and the pilpul and he's telling you, you know, Reb Chaim over here and then and this over there and it's taking forever, there needs to be a movement so that the kids can have the matzah. It has to be a tahalich. And it's not a time for big drushim and amukim and pilpul, and it's not the way that tzaddikim conduct themselves. It's not the halacha. When you get to Shulchan Aruch, that's the time to say Joshua's. If you're speaking about the Nisim, the Akar Satov that we have to have, and the types of the Nisim, and that's the real seed, again, it shouldn't be too exhausting, but that's the type of Teichin that we want to hear. The Akar Satov and the Nisim, the Sap of the Nisim and Niflos, the Rambam says. To speak about the Nisim and the Niflos. Not the Halachas, really. Well, it could be, there's a whole Brisker Rav on that, it could be Yoitzi with Helchas HaPesach, the Yishladim B'zeh. But the Igra is to bring out Hergeshim of Emuna and Nisim that Hashem has done for us, and to have that Hergesh of Akaris Atav. Okay. We'll hold it here, and we will continue with Hashem next.